Here's your starting left tackle of the New England Patriots, Matt Light. Mr. Light, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing just fine.
Hanging in there.
Hey, you ever felt in awe watching your team perform out there?
Every time. Absolutely every time.
Did you ever tweet it?
You know, I'm not a tweeter. I don't tweet. I don't watch it.
Be careful. Be careful when you start using all the variations of TWT words.
Well,
I don't even know what's taboo and what's not taboo in that world. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do that probably offend people that you wouldn't even know of. So I'm not going to even jump into that one.
So what did you think of the firestorm this week? Teddy Bruschi saying of your teammate, Chad Ochocinco, get in your playbook and drop the awe factor.
Yeah, I missed all of that. Again, I'm excited.
Where were you?
What the hell do you do all week?
I go home, I put on the nature show, throughout the day, obviously we're busy. But when I'm home, I got three little, crazy kids that run around tearing things up, and when they're asleep, I'm watching the nature show. I mean, I just don't get out much.
Your three kids have opinions on the Teddy Bruschi comments. What are you talking about?
Put them on the phone.
Let's talk
to
them.
Talk to you. Put them on the phone.
They heard about it. What are you talking about?
What nature show are you watching?
Hey, listen, I'm telling you, there's a lot of good stuff out there. I tell you what I have been watching lately.
Yeah, is this like birds?
Milton Friedman, Free to Choose. You should go check that out and enlighten yourself.
Okay.
what should we be enlightened about on Milton Friedman?
Milton Friedman, the Nobel Prize winning economist, the guy that's, been all over the world, seen great things, and in 1980 created a series called Free to Choose that couldn't be any more truer today. I'll just leave it at that. Let your mind roam.
So you're watching PBS and ignoring your former teammate, Teddy Bruschi. We'll have to let him know that on Tuesday when he comes in.
Pretty much.
Oh,
yeah.
You don't tweet and you watch public television. We're also very impressed.
Hey, he might be the only guy watching PBS who actually shoots a gun.
Will you sit there with Brandon Spikes and watch, do you? Brandon, give me the...
We have gotten grossly off track. Let's talk about hitting people in the mouth, okay?
All right, so you're going to hit some people in the mouth, and I understand that Vollmer's back. He's going to play. Solder's going to play. You're going to play. How's it all going to work out? How's everybody play?
Well, I think at this point we've got great guys, backing up. Obviously, we've had a little bit of movement on the offensive line, with guys either, being dinged up a little bit or, obviously in Cope's case, out for a bit. But, I think we've always done a good job of preparing and regardless of who it is, whether we're rotating guys through, I think early on the plan was to kind of give, Brian Waters a little chance to, kind of catch up to, the conditioning side of everything last week. Obviously, that didn't happen when Cope went down. But, we always mix things up a little bit on the offensive line. And, having everybody healthy, that's never a bad thing. It's going to be a good thing for this week.
You've been playing against Miami for a long time, and I've always wondered about this because Brady used to say some of his toughest games have come against the Dolphins. Obviously, that wasn't the case on Monday night. But in your time in the league, do you think have the Dolphins changed their scheme at all? It seems to me they've been playing the same defense for 10 years. What do you think?
No, I mean, they definitely haven't been. I mean, early on, we never talked about a three-down, front with Miami. I mean, it was never that case early on. And, I can remember going down there, and it definitely was one of the toughest weeks on the schedule, no doubt. I mean, early in my career, my rookie year especially, going down there, 1 o'clock game, 100-degree weather, muggy as all get out. I mean, it was a tough game, and they're still tough. It's still tough to go out of Miami.
Matt, I just wanted to follow back onto that question about the number of tackles in the rotation. You mentioned a couple of weeks ago that it's not like you can really jump in, jump out, go to the backup tackle, the third down tackle. How's that going to work? Because you're a left tackle, and Seabass is a left tackle, and Solder seems to be, a right tackle, and Solder seems to be a tackle. What are you going to do?
What I think in life, surprises are some of the best things you can ever get in life. You don't get surprised enough anymore. So I think we leave that one up to the imagination, and who knows what's going to happen. Maybe one of us will be lined up a wide receiver. It's going to be interesting.
This is what happens when you watch Milton Friedman. This is what happens.
Exactly.
Hey, you're free to choose, man. You guys figure it out. It'll be good, I promise you.
All right, I got to ask you about Bob Sanders. He's on this team. You guys have seen him before. He plays all over the place. Some, you know, who knows? Maybe he's lined up in front of you. You never know where he's going to be. When a guy is like that, he's all over the place, and they move him around the way they move him around, does that cause some issues, not necessarily with you, but with the entire offense?
Yeah, I mean, you got to know where he's at. I mean, look, they have both their safeties, by the way, are really good players. I mean, you look at Weddle and what he's able to do on the field and all the plays that he makes. You know, they're both playmaker type guys. And you know, when you have these safeties that want to play down close to the line of scrimmage, you obviously have to take them into account, and not just in the running game, but obviously in the passing game as well. And you know, really, when you get to the line of scrimmage and you're looking out there, you're looking for those guys. I mean, you're obviously looking for the overall front. You know what they're trying to do. You know, with their front seven, but those guys factor into it a lot.
Would Castillo had normally matched up with you?
You know, he's usually on his right, you know, or his left or right.
On his left,
so
okay.
Not usually would I have faced him.
All right, because he was out, I was going to ask you whether that made a difference, but if he's not lined up with you, it doesn't make a difference.
Well, it'll make a difference. I mean, but they've got good guys. I mean, they've got, you know, good young guys, and you know, they've got guys that obviously have been in there for a while. So they got guys that they like in that system, and they'll be able to rotate them through it, you know, still even with the, you know, absence of him.
Matt, one of the good things, I suppose, about being an upper echelon team and being in the playoffs so often is you build up a lot of rivalries, whether it's the Jets, the Colts, the Steelers. Would you consider the San Diego Chargers to be a legitimate rival? Because you have had some very interesting, highly intense games with this team.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't place it in the category of some of the others. You know, obviously, you know, in our division, whether it's, you know, New York or Miami, or, you know, take the Colts, for example. I mean, I wouldn't put it in that realm, but I would definitely say that there's usually a lot going on, you know, before the game and during the game when you're playing a team of that caliber, yeah.
What's going on?
You know, a lot of, you know, how are you? I'm fine. Oh, you look good. Yeah, you do too. You know, a lot of like congratulatory things.
Yeah, like,
you know?
Yeah, sorriest corner in the league, and stuff like that.
Very classy. It's always very classy.
Sure, I buy that at all.
Is it still as classy without LT there? Because he was tremendously. I don't know if you heard this, but he's one of the classiest.
I'm a very humble person. That's the one I like. So you didn't dance out there in the field. What's it? Colvin and Will Fork and I think it was Hobbs. You didn't.
Troy
dance.
Brown did some too.
Yeah, Troy did.
Why didn't you dance out there with them, man?
I only dance when I have white tights on. You know, or you know, a major event. I mean, you know,
major.
You've seen the Sobey commercial. I mean, you know how it is. I mean, I've got some pretty good moves, and I'm not afraid to show it off. But I didn't think that was the place.
See, I thought it was a body double all along. That was you. I thought it was a body talk. Hey, by the way, Tuesday, coming up this Tuesday, the 7th annual Matt Light Celebrity Shootout. There's still some opportunities, I would think. You got to get on Matt's website, MattLightFoundation.com. Is that correct?
MattLightFoundation.org. And we do. I think we have a team or maybe two that are left. And it's going to be a great year. I mean, look, we've worked really hard each and every year to bring something new, bring something exciting. And, you know, we've got these great comedians, Tony V, you know, Greg Murphy.
Hey, thanks.
Artie Januario, Dave Russo. I mean, the whole crew.
Hey,
it's going to be phenomenal.
Hey Matt, Greg is actually working for us today. He's doing the flashes here today. Do you guys still have that tradition that if a comedian fails, doesn't get a laugh, that you shoot him?
Yeah, you know, and that's why we haven't had any for quite a while now.
Yeah.
But we got these guys to come in. I mean, they basically said, look, it's going to be fantastic. You're going to love it. We're not worried about it. So, yeah, it should be good.
How are you able to pick Murphy out of all the available comedians? How'd you come up with this guy?
What are you talking over there, Michael?
I'm just wondering how.
It was a package
a
deal that came with Lenny.
Question to Matt Light. You know, why'd he pick Greg Murphy?
Listen, when you want funny, you got to have the guy. You got to have a Murphy in there.
There you go.
I mean, that's all there is to it.
Now, let me
ask Freddy. They got me.
Murphy, let me ask you this. Will you do the Bob Kraft impression as part of your
act? I'm sure I will have to, yeah.
Right. So you'll definitely do that?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Even if Kraft is like there?
I think I have to.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, yeah, I think you do too. And I think at the end of the day, what more material could you possibly ask for than a whole bunch of, you know, jock type, you know, celebrity football players running around with guns and, you know, raising money for charity. I mean, it's a no-brainer, right?
You know, I got one more question for you. I know you've been watching PBS religiously. Did you happen to check out the Belichick special on the NFL Network last night?
I did, yeah.
What'd you think of it? I saw you in there nodding off during a meeting. but what did you think of the entire operation?
You know, I thought it was actually I thought it was very well done. Number one, you know, obviously we see that day in and day out. I think for you know a lot of the general public, obviously that's something that they've never been able to see, or maybe they never do want to ever see it. But it was kind of a nice look into. They're kind of our world, I would say, and I think that they did a pretty good job of that. I thought that there was a few moments in there that were pretty pretty entertaining, more so than others. But I'm looking forward to the second part of it.
Hey, one quick question. Do you promise to tell me the truth?
Well, I would never lie to you.
Is Randy Moss going to be at your shootout?
You know, I haven't heard from him, man. But if he was around, we would definitely welcome him, you know, him to the event.
He was playing golf in Rhode Island yesterday, so I would suggest you reach out to Randy Jean right now, get him over there.
See, I think Randy's safer with a golf club than a shotgun. But that's
You know, he's the one that helped us raise a lot of money with Butchie Stearns, you know, so we might have to have him back.
That's a good point. Hey, invite Butch back and Randy, and maybe Butch will do it again. You never know. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it, guys. See you later.